There are some places in the world that are so evil that you can feel the demonic energy when you're there. I know you guys have heard the stories of haunted houses or old native burial sites where the evil lingers in the air. While I don't believe in ghosts, I do believe there's a spiritual realm that coexists with our physical world. While I don't believe ghosts are what cause paranormal activity in many of these famous supernatural cases, I do believe some of these instances could be caused by demonic entities. While most stories of haunted locations are nonsense, one location that is believed to be haunted by demons is the abandoned Aerojet test facility deep in the Everglades of Florida, as it has real ties to a satanic cult and real sacrifice rituals. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. In today's episode, we will be talking about the YouTuber who accidentally stumbled upon a sacrifice site in the Everglades of Florida. Let's get right into it. We live in a physical world that coexists with the spiritual world, and sometimes those two worlds collide. While I don't believe in ghost stories, I do believe that demonic forces do exist. Many people who practice the occult and join cults dedicate their lives to serving many demons and deities. I believe in rare occasions, demonic energy can attach itself to someone or a location, especially in places where satanic cults gather to do their rituals for these demonic entities. Places these demons attach themselves to often experience unexplained evil. This is exactly what's taking place in the abandoned Aerojet rocket testing facility in the Everglades of Florida. While you might be thinking that an old abandoned rocket testing facility site would be the last place demons will reside, well, the thing is, this isn't just any old testing facility. It actually belonged to the rocket scientist Jack Parsons. Now, if you saw my video on Hollywood putting real rituals in the Strange Angel TV show, then you should know exactly who Jack Parsons is. For those who didn't see that episode, Jack Parsons was a famed rocket scientist who was living a double life. By day, he worked on developing the technology that powered rocket ships, and by night, he was the Grand Magus of a satanic sex cult called the Lima. Jack Parsons was a devout follower of the infamous occultist Aleister Crowley. He was actually chosen by Crowley himself to become the Grand Magus of his lodge. The government knew Jack Parsons was an occultist and a Satanist, as they discovered it when they did a background check on him. Even though they knew he was participating in satanic rituals, he was still hired to work on the development on the first engine used to power rockets. He was given millions of dollars, and then he used that money to buy a mansion that he turned into a lodge. Parsons would perform occult rituals every single day, and it's actually believed he passed away while doing one of those very rituals. One of the most interesting details about Jack Parsons was how he used occult magic to create the fuel that made him rich. Jack Parsons actually uncovered the science he used to make the engine while performing an occult ritual. So technically, the development of the rocket ship was possible due to occult magic, which is definitely suspicious if you ask me. Jack Parsons owned a company called Aerojet and had a secret testing facility in the Florida Everglades. This facility was supposed to be used to work and test rockets, but much more sinister things were taking place there, as you will soon see. Jack realized that this testing facility was the best location to practice his satanic rituals, as it was in the middle of nowhere. While he worked on rocket ships, he was also performing satanic occult rituals. Parsons ended up passing away at the very young age of 37 years old, mysteriously in what many people think was a ritual gone wrong. It wasn't long after his passing that his facility was closed down and forgotten, or so we thought, as the area was still being used by occultists to this very day, becoming a hotspot for occultists looking to perform satanic rituals. That's exactly what this YouTuber Mike Kimmel, otherwise known as Python Cowboy, accidentally discovered. Mike Kimmel is a YouTuber who makes content about catching reptiles. One night back in April 2019, Mike was hunting for pythons in the Florida Everglades when he ended up coming across the abandoned Aerojet facility. Mike was told that he would be able to find pythons in that abandoned facility. When he got there, he found way more than just pythons. He found an active satanic ritual site instead of just pythons. Mike recorded all he saw, and what he saw was truly haunting and disturbing. The very first thing he saw when he got there was a pile of rocks with an inverted cross sticking out the top. He also notices several spray-painted inverted crosses everywhere. We all know inverted crosses are a representation of the Antichrist. This is what he was greeted with, which is not a good sign at all. As he approached the rock pile, he noticed a baby doll with an eye plucked out and inverted crosses painted on its head in ashes. Even more disturbing, when Mike lifted the rock pile, he noticed that the doll had a little red corn snake wrapped around his neck. He decided to pick up the snake when he noticed it was bleeding from its rear.
And first corner I end turning into the facility, see a very large rock pile. And on top of that rock pile is a upside down wooden cross, and there's upside down red spray painted crosses all over this rock pile. And there was actually a little doll on the bottom of the rocks. There was a upside down ash cross put on its forehead. And what was really extra odd about this was there was actually a little red corn snake wrapped around the doll when I came up on it, wrapped around its neck. It started to move as I kind of started to approach it. And I did grab it, got a hold of it. Probably one of the stranger things I've come across. You know, this snake wasn't damaged or hurt in any way. I picked it up right off the rocks, and it was actually bleeding from it. The snake's maybe about a foot long. And I've caught a lot of snakes in my time, and none of them have been bleeding there. So that was a new one for me, a little strange for sure. Not quite sure what caused it, but the rest of the night turned out to be very strange as well. Battling gators, stealing my GoPro. If it could happen, it was happening to us. It was definitely a bad juju night. Leaving from that rock pile, kind of regretting that I touched that snake, interacted with any kind of this juju out here. Especially when I started to find some more of the stuff I found, leaving that rock pile.
As you saw for yourself, he picked up the snake and immediately began to regret it, as he realized this snake was most likely used in some sort of satanic ritual. Snakes are often used in many occult rituals, as the serpent is a representation of Lucifer. After seeing this, you would expect Mike to change his mind about hunting for pythons in this facility, but he decided to keep on looking. The next thing Mike ends up running into was a spray-painted message on the ground in Latin. He claims that he later went on to translate it, finding out it was a warning to stay out of the area.
Like 50-foot spray painting of what turns out to be Latin.
Whatever that says, I ain't reading it out loud.
And translated after I left there, it turns to say something along the lines of, turn around, he's watching, run, hide, flee. You get the idea, you know.
From there, he ended up finding a room in the facility that had a huge pentagram spray painted on the ground. In the middle of the pentagram, they found a chair that was missing a leg, with a red stain on the ground close by. This was alarming to Mike, as he felt the stain on the ground was rather fresh.
And of course, we didn't know what the hell it said, so we just kept on pushing on, trying to catch a damn snake. So moving further through the complex, I start to get to some of the bigger buildings. And I mean, these buildings, again, have been abandoned since the Cold War. What is it, the 50s or 60s? And they're covered in spray paint, a lot of cool different graffiti. But there's more than just graffiti tonight. We found actually like probably a 50-foot pentagram, red spray painted pentagram.
Yeah, let's get the out of that room. So many upside down crosses yet, dude.
In the middle of the pentagram was a three-legged chair, and at the base of that chair was what looked like a pretty large blood stain. Pretty fresh, not real old, and definitely looked like sin was possibly sacrificed, or I don't know what, but definitely kind of a spooky situation. Really looking like, you know, they were trying to do some kind of ritual, or who knows what. Y'all are going to call me crazy for saying this. Actually, I was about walking into that room. Something grabbed my leg, and I looked down, and it's one of them dolls on the ground there with its eyes plucked out. Same cross as the one I found there, and I'm sure, you know, I just didn't see it, and I kicked it while I was walking, but hey. It was a creepy night, y'all, and I swear to y'all, it felt like that sucker grabbed my leg while I was walking. But, you call me crazy. So I proceed from the sacrifice room, whatever you want to call it, and I start making my way deep up into this building, and, you know, there's just more and more stuff, seeing more satanic stuff spray painted on the walls. I actually came across this little room. I mean, there was stuff on the wall talking about sacrificing little kids.
Sacrifice.
We gave her to the devil, all kinds of just terrible, terrible stuff. There was actually a little girl's nightgown. I'm sure it was spray painted red, but, you know, it was meant to look like blood. Who knows at this point it could have been nailed to the wall.
As you saw for yourself, Mike stumbled upon a real sacrifice ritual site. In certain parts of his footage, you can see where they spray painted the word sacrifice. Just by looking at the footage, you can see the evil coming from that location. I honestly believe real sacrifices are being done there, as Mike's footage even spawned a police investigation and news coverage. Due to how fresh that stain on the ground appeared, it looked like something was definitely sacrificed there recently. What I think is taking place at this facility is the continuation of Jack Parsons' cult. His followers must have continued to use this location for rituals and sacrifices. It's definitely not a coincidence that the owner of this facility was a Satanist, and people were performing satanic rituals there. The media and many people try to deny the fact that there's secret cults that operate around our country and the world. Cults that look for places like these to perform their sacrifices and rituals. Like I said, while the Bohemian Grove and the Skull and Bones both have a mock sacrifice ritual, I believe the real sacrifice rituals are done in places like this, the places people don't really know about and never end up going to. This man just so happens to find all of this by chance, as it seems the only people that go there are homeless people and these occultists. God only knows what evil is being done in that abandoned facility. Isn't it strange that these facilities are just allowed to remain abandoned? The police could lock this place down and secure it. But even though they know about all the crimes that are happening there, they still do nothing about it. In my opinion, this is purposely done to allow for places for these rich elites to do their rituals. Remember, when Jack Parsons bought this facility, he was rich and a member of the elites. You know other elites went out to this facility to participate in rituals with Parsons. This footage is just further proof of the spiritual war we are in. Whether people want to believe it or not, this is happening. While some people are serving God, others are serving Lucifer and helping push his agenda. Well, I'm gonna end this one here, but before you guys go, I just wanted to ask you guys to like, comment, and share this video so others may see the truth. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.